Morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I spoke to the Sunday school class this month, and I told Wade we were going to California and Rico, so he said he's going to help me out. So thank you, Brother Lewis, Brother Aaron, and he's going to do the last Sunday. And I'm glad he's helping me out because this month got 8 Sundays on it. Just kidding.
You're looking at Hispanic calendar or what?
I don't know.
We're going to California. We had to cancel because my mom got sick.
Okay. Today I want to talk on Give Me My Mountain, and you'll have to be patient because we're going to start at the bottom and start to the top. We're going to say, I know what it is, you know?
Yeah.
And mountain means a land mass that projects conspicuously above its surroundings and is higher than a hill.
That's right.
I'm climbing a mountain. Of course, mountains are where God does mighty things. Brother Burma says in the Mark of the Beast, he said, I was thinking about going down. I love mountains. I think about during the millennium, I just like to spend a few million years just roaming around over the mountains. Just looking around, I like that. I think about running into a sister out there in the mountains. Maybe she's been there for a million years, walking along this, how lady will, you know, like with a puppy or something. But she'll be walking along with a big tiger or something. I say, what do you do, sister? Well, she say, you're Brother Branham. Yeah, how do you do? Sure glad to see you. How long you think now, if you was counting time, that you'd be out here, it'd be such a thing as time? Oh, a few million years or so, took a little stroll. Oh, won't that be wonderful? Mm-hmm. And it's just some kind of a mystical dream. It's true. It's true. It's really true. We're going somewhere, but meet somebody when we get there. I like that. Mm. Now, so you guys all don't get me confused. I'm going to read. It's a song. I was going to sing it, but I better not do it.
No, just read it. Okay. You like me. You read better than you sing.
You all know not once I start talking about it. It says, life is easy when you're upon the mountain and you got peace of mind like you had never known. But things change and you're down in the valley. So I'll be going up and down, so don't say, I thought I was supposed to talk about mountains, okay? So don't lose faith, child. You're never alone. For God on the mountain is still God in the valley. See? When things go wrong, you'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. We talk of faith when we're upon the mountain, but the talk comes easy when life at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptation. That's when your faith is really put to the test. Maybe you can sing that song. Says, no, that'd be nice.
That's a good song.
Okay, we're going to use the Bible. Sorry, we're going to read a lot on the Bible. Let's go to Genesis 7. We're going to read the whole chapter, and we're going to go to chapter 8 up to the 1 through 4 on chapter 8. So start with chapter 7. And we're going to do any little help I can get, so we're going to do responsive reading.
Okay.
What are you laughing at, Brother? And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation.
Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female.
Or fowls also there by seventh, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth.
For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth.
And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him.
And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was on the earth.
And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, and into the ark because of the waters of the flood.
A clean beast, and a beast that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creeps upon the earth.
There went in two and two into Noah and to the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah.
And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth.
In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 7th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open.
And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights.
In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife and the three wives and the son with them into the ark.
They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, and every bird of every sort.
And they went into Noah, into the ark too, into the all flesh where is the breath of life.
And they that went in, between man and female, of all flesh, as God has commanded him, and the Lord shut him in.
And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the water increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth.
And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went on the face of the waters.
And the waters
and the waters were prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered.
15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered.
And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of the beast, and of every creeping thing that creeped upon the earth, and every man.
All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died.
And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both men and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they were with him in the ark.
And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
And God remembered Noah and every living on chapter 8, verse 1. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters
swayed.
Swayed. Thank you.
The fountains also of the deep, and the wind was in heaven, and the rain from heaven was restrained.
And the waters returned from of the earth continually. After the end of that 150 days, the waters were abated.
And the ark rested in the seventh month of the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat.
I was trying to get some help with that name right there, but you guys helped me out.
Ararat.
Okay. Now, everybody thinks Noah was a simple thing, like the kids saying, well, who built the ark? Noah. I mean, God destroyed everything except the people that were in the ark and the animals. You know, it's not no little thing, you know.
Right.
So Noah was 600 years old when the flood came upon the earth. And he reigned 40 days and 40 nights. There's a lot of stuff, 40s in the when we read Noah.
Mm-hmm.
So Noah lived 950 years old and he died. Now in Exodus 16:35, Israel did eat manna in the wilderness 40 years, which manna is a type of bread. Mm-hmm. Right. Abraham, the intercessor for... Now God did destroy, you know, like Sodom and Gomorrah, but it's just like a city, it's not like the whole world, you know what I mean? So, Genesis 18:29, and he spake unto him yet again and said, this is Abraham interceding for the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. Persevere, there shall be 40 found there, will I not do it for 40's sake? In Exodus 24:18, and Moses went into the midst of the cloud and gat him up into the mount, and Moses was in the mount 40 mm-hmm. days and 40 nights. Right. Exodus 34:28, Moses, he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did not neither eat bread nor drink water. He wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant and the Ten Commandments. Isn't that what Jesus did?
Yep.
Numbers 14:33, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. The souls that are in prison, Brother Brown said, Noah's ministry, all ministries done the same. Noah preached that exactly right. He went into the ark, and when he went into the ark, there were 7 days that nothing happened. His testimony preached to the doomed. Sodom and Gomorrah, Jesus referred to both of them as coming. Before the coming of the Son of Man, so it shall be like the days of Noah. So shall be being the days of the Sodom, he referred to Noah. Noah had three pools, and his third pool was to the lost after the door was shut, for God let it sit right there when nobody could enter or go out. They were inside for us on the seventh mountain, the highest mountain, that's where he settled the ark. Can y'all say that name?
Ararat. Just say it like it looks. Ararat.
I need help with that.
You say it again. Ararat.
That's
good.
That's it.
You got it. Write it 100 times between now and Sunday and bring it to class.
I'll bring it next
or
week.
Or speak it on your report.
Yeah. While you're driving down the road, go, Ararat, Ararat. You told anybody here.
I mean, I got it. That was pretty good stuff.
Somebody probably think you said, you are a rat.
Then send it away.
Yeah. No.
And the message, what is the attraction on the mountain? Brother Brown said, let's see some of the unusual things that I just said. What was the attraction? Just before judgment struck the world and destroyed it by water,
right.
An old man around 120 years old building a boat when there was no water to float in it up there for years. Standing in the door building away on the interior, on the inside and pitching it inside and out and saying, the world's going to be swallowed up with water in the great scientific age. What is that pounding up on the hill up there? Wow, it's an old man by the name of Noah, and he's up there, an old fanatic. The old man stood in the sun too long. Yeah, that's me. That's what I can't pronounce that. He's sunstroke. He's out of his mind. He's building what he calls an ark and saying water is coming from up there where there's no water and it's going to float all the people around and everybody that don't hear his message and everybody that won't come into the ark is going to be drowned. Did you ever hear of such a thing? It was an unusual attraction. I imagine when the people wanted a good laugh, they went up and stood before the ark door and laughed. Well, you said it was going to rain 100 years ago. Grandpa, tell me, he heard you up there saying it was going to rain and you're still beating around on the whole piece of wood up here, why don't you get next to yourself? But it was God getting ready to confirm a promise and to fulfill a prophecy that his prophet had made. Very unusual. God fulfilling his promise to Noah while others was laughing. God was also getting ready to make history to show others, even to this day, that he keeps his word no matter how unreal it seems and unreasonable. He still keeps his word. He was making it an example of the old man pounding on the ark. For these people here in America tonight, all over the world, no matter what science says, what they say, this or that or the other, he still keeps his word. He was making history. Let's go to Genesis 19. Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and God looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of that furnace. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelled. I got some notes in there. Genesis 19:16, and while he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him, they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for the life, look not behind thee, neither stay thee in all the plain, escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, O no. So, my Lord, and behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and die. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it's a little, and let me escape thither. It's not a little one, and my soul shall live. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow the city for which thou hast spoken. Hast thee escaped thither? For I cannot do anything till thee be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Sore. And the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Sore. And the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the city, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind, and she became a pillar of salt. Genesis 22:1-14. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah. See, I can say that one. And offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and cleaved the wood for the burning offering, rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place far off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father, and said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but there's the lamb for a burnt offering. And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God told him of. And Abraham built an altar and laid the wood in the altar and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, he said, Here I am. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon thy lad, neither do anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and looked the ram, took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. And he said, To this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. A mountain is not as high as a mountain, but it's still like a mountain, you know. So. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Exodus 3:1-12. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will not turn aside and see this great sight, because the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, and Moses. And he said, Here I am. He said, Draw not hither, put up thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I come down to deliver them out of the land of Egyptian, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and that large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, and Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and all the Jebusites, and all them gods. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression where the Egyptians oppressed them. Come on therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt. you shall serve God upon this mountain. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burn with fire into... No, sorry, this is Hebrew. Come on, Hebrew. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 12, 18, 24. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burn with the fire into blackness and darkness and tempest. And the sound of the trumpet and the voice of the words which thy heard entreat that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so, as much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrusted through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, that heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. The show of the Father, brother, says it's like a 3 foot rule. You got 12 inches here, you got 24 inches here, you got 36 inches here, but it's the same rule. God the Father was revealing Himself, unfolding Himself, trying to get to man. God the Father was manifested in a pillar of fire that hung on the mountain. Even Moses dreaded the quake. Is that right? Even a beast come near the mountain, had to be trusted through with a door. Is that right? The same God was manifested in flesh and dwelt among us in a virgin-born body in the order take away our sin. Do you believe that God was the Son? You believe that it's the same God, my Father and I are one. My Father dwells in me. It's not me that doeth the work, it's my Father. The old Jesus talking about His Father. The same God revealed down here in a body of flesh who hung in a pillar of fire. A personal experience with God. And now Moses had been a bitter failure, but out there now, we see his attention attracted to the burning bush, and he looks to the burning bush to find out what that trouble was. I was walking close to it. Fire usually brings an attraction. Usually the Holy Spirit, when it comes in a manner of fire, attracts the attention of the people. And when Moses turned aside to consider this burning tree that it would not burn up, God spoke to him a fresh vision by an angel. Law or grace? When God the Father, in the form of a big cloud, hung over the children of Israel, and when He sat on the mountain that morning to write the law, why, even if an animal touched the mountain, he must be thrusted through with a dart. Only through sanctification did He bring Moses up. Set Aaron way down at the bottom hill to watch and to keep guard at nothing. And when the pillar of fire settled on the mountain, the lightning bursted forth and the thunders roared, the blackness settled. When Jehovah God, the creator of all eternity, settled up on top of the mountain that He created Himself, the thickness of the clouds and the bursting forth through the lightning, the shaking of the earth, till then Israelites standing on yonder the camp with a bleeding sacrifice of them said, let Moses speak and not God, lest we die. Think of that. The great servant Moses, when his time had come and everything that had failed, God said, come up and climb up to top of Mount Nebo to look over into the promised land. There, death came whirling through the air. He knew that death was all around him, and Moses looked around. And he looked laying there by his side, and there lay the rock. He stepped on the rock. He followed it all the way through the wilderness, or it followed him. He stepped off on the rock, and God sent some pallbearers, an angel down, and packed him away up the rock. Hallelujah. The rock had fed him when he was hungry, giving him water when he was thirsty, and taken him to home in glory. Right. want to do one more. Let's go to John 4, 6. John 4, 6 through 30. Hope I get this one in. Why don't we do responsive reading? It's quite long, so we'll get it done. Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat up on the well, and it was about the sixth hour.
There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink.
For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat.
Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who is it that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and well is deep. From whence then hast thou living water?
Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us a well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle?
Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither.
The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband.
For thou hast had five husbands, and the whom thou hast is not thy husband, and that saith thou truly.
That woman said unto him, sir, I see that thou art a prophet.
Our fathers worship in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is a place where we ought to worship.
Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship our Father.
Ye worship know not what we know, what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
But the hour cometh, and now it is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him.
God is a spirit, and they worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things.
Jesus said unto her, I that speak it unto thee am he.
And upon this came his disciples and marveled at the name of the woman. Yet no man said, what speakest thou, or why talkest thou with her?
The woman that left her water pot and went her into way into the city and said to the men,
come see the man which told me all things that ever I did.
Now, what did Jesus? You're not supposed to add to the word, but what did Jesus really tell her? I said that I'm gonna have grace on you. I'm not gonna make you climb the mountain like I did Moses,
right?
You know, or take your shoes off. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm here. Worship me here. I'm right here.
Right.
And you're not gonna take your shoes off. How are you gonna run into the city and convert everybody?
Yeah.
How much time I got? I go to waste time.
You got a few minutes.
You lost your place now. You're helping back up.
You're right.
Turn it off. I have some bottles.